Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Dr. Psych Mom Show. Today, we're going to talk about a phenomenon that I have long noticed where when a guy is a stepdad, the wife seems to, the new wife seems to love him a lot more and more openly and be more complimentary than when you're just married to, your husband and it's your shared children. And I'll talk about that phenomenon and certainly how to understand it better, because not everybody's divorced, of course, and certainly nobody wants to get divorced. So how can you replicate that phenomenon by truly understanding it for and seeing it for what it is? And before we do that, please do subscribe. Most recent subscriber, well, the one that's coming up actually is porn doesn't create masturbation. Something that somebody said on Facebook is wrong. I believe that is completely wrong. A lot of guys think, oh, why am I so down on porn? Like, guys would masturbate the same amount without it. No, you wouldn't. And I have a wonderful analogy for how to better understand that. And then the other one, the one I already did, was why your dirty talk fails to turn on your wife. And there's about over 150 other subscriber episodes by this point. So please do subscribe to listen to those. So, when people get divorced, there's all this stuff all over the internet that, by the way, of course, is bullshit, but about how men aren't going to want to date women with kids. And of course, for any of us who have had kids and been divorced, that's wrong. Men tend to, like other people, humans, tend to be attracted to people who are like them, and in the same stage of life and with the same reference points and who remember the same songs coming out in the same years. And while there are some men that remarry much younger women, and I have a podcast on that. Most people marry somebody, same as they did the first time around, who's same age or a little bit younger. The average is 2.5 years or something for the age disparity between men and women, and that seems to hold true in first or second marriages as well. But in the second marriages, if the woman has kids, she's basically been taught that, like, no guy's going to want these kids. And also, there is no biological imperative to take care of another man's kids, right? So it's interesting. I was just reading this book. It was, like, really great book. I read it to my children over the course of, really, months out loud. the book is Salido by Javier Zamora, and it's the account of him crossing the border. All the way from El Salvador when he was 9 or 10 years old. And on that journey, it's really a good book. You should read it. But anyway, this is not a spoiler. But on that journey, there was he was like 9 or 10, and there was a guy who was like 19. And there was a mom and a daughter. And so basically, he couldn't go with anybody. He was going to his parents who were in California, and he was leaving from where he had been living with his grandparents in El Salvador, but nobody could cross with him. But this guy, and also another mom who had a kid his age, which kind of people would understand more, like a woman who has a child, she's going to understand and feel more empathy for him than like some young dude. And so he would have died if people didn't watch out for him. As a boy, he was crossing the desert, and he had to try, like, I'm not going to spoil it for you. But anyway, it's very hard. And he would have died if this guy didn't look out for him, and also this other woman who had a kid. But the guy, who was a young guy, looked out for him and the woman with a child, and they basically acted as a little family. And that kept him alive, This guy didn't have to do that, and other guys that were his same age left. Like, they just kind of left on their own when the coyotes who were trying to get them across, like, messed something up. Others of them just, like, left and did their own thing and tried to cross on their own. And this guy didn't. And he didn't have any biological reason. This wasn't his kid, Wasn't his brother. Wasn't anything. This guy stayed, and walked much slower for him and helped him and carried him and all sorts of stuff. So it was a very touching story. And the author said that some of why he wrote the book was to get back in touch with these people who he never got in touch with. He lost touch with them. Everybody was not able to stay in touch. It was a stressful time, right? And they were living all across the U.S. once they got here. But anyway, the point is that really shows you why a woman would really respect the stepdad of her kids. Like, of course, she loves the guy if she remarried him, but if he takes over watching out for her kids with no reason to do it besides being a good guy because it's not his biological imperative, then that really is something to look up to and to respect, you know? And so it's for her too. Like it's to be a good guy, but it's also for the woman because these are the woman's kids. So we wouldn't know the kids without her. So it's certainly first out of love for her, and then it's to be a good person in a situation where you do not have a genetic reason to perpetuate, to be so interested in the development of children that aren't yours. You know, like that does not, there's no biological reason for that, right? And so it's all the more meaningful, you know? And if you think, oh my God, that's like so, evolutionary to the point of it not being romantic or whatever, why don't we just think about world's easiest analogy that can help every man understand why that would be meaningful to a woman, somebody going against biological imperative for the sake of the relationship and being a good person. What about all the damn sex you want to have when she doesn't want to? When she's not ovulating and she's not going to make a baby. But yet, guys value the non-baby making sex more than the baby making sex because she's just doing that one to procreate, you know? I mean, that's of course, you understand that. But the other one, especially when she's not in the mood and especially if it's after her fertile years, that's just done out of love for you and to be a good partner, you know? And so that's much more meaningful than like your 25-year-old wife jumping on top of you saying, I'm ovulating, let's make a baby. I mean, that's fun, sounds fun, right? But, you know, it's not actually fun for a lot of people because they're like, well, this isn't about me at all, you know? So that's kind of the same thing that you get if the guy is doing this not for his own legacy, not for his own, well, it could be his emotional legacy, obviously, but not for his own biological or genetic legacy, not because his own self is activated, you know, like a guy seeing a kid who looks just like him. And now this kid's going to play baseball like he never could. But, you know, it's his genes, you know, it's like almost like him, you know, it's like vicarious. You, everybody's seen this, you know, vicariously living through your kid, you know, he's going to be even better than you could be. And he has your genes and then you could take ownership for it, you know, on some deep subconscious or conscious level, you know, and it's your genetic material. That's kind of the point of everything is to perpetuate your own genetic material. And so a woman who sees her own husband taking the kid out to play catch, yeah, that's nice. Nice guy, you know, that's a good thing for him to do. I'm sure your son's having fun. But it's not for her. It's not for her even at all, you know, as it shouldn't be, right? I mean, it's his own kid. So he's taking his kid out. Like, good. This is a good guy, you know, great. And it has zero to do with her. So you could see, I mean, it's just facts. It's the facts on the ground, right? So point being that you certainly aren't going to, you know, leave your wife and start again with somebody else to get this effect of the woman really being like, wow, this is awesome. He doesn't have to do this. And he is. And I see this kind of like literally it's so many of when I see people like really being seeming in love with their husband is frequently second husbands. And being as most people have kids, it's the ones, you know, who are good with the kids, you know, and this is big. And if you go to our Facebook group, blue subscribe button on my Facebook page, you'll see a lot of people who are remarried. And a big thing is if the person is good with the kids, that's like a huge, huge compelling thing. I know it is for me in my marriage that my husband is good with the kids and those are not my kids are not his biological kids. The reason that he would be helping or working with or taking care of my kids was first for me and then after that to be good to them. And it's not, so it's not about him, you know, it's not about then that his genes are going to flourish in any sort of sense where it could be all about him. It's always somewhat about me because he knows them from me, you know, that's why he got engaged. And then it's because he must love them for them versus because they're his. So it's kind of always keeps that very salient. And then, of course, you're going to be grateful to somebody who does something they don't have to do. That's anybody. That's human nature. That's the analogy of the woman having sex when she's not in the mood or when she can't even have a baby, etc. So how can you replicate this? So then a guy could say, well, then I'm really fucked because you're telling me that I play catch with my kid. I love my kid. I'm a loving father and it's not going to get me any points. Of course, it's going to get you some points. I mean, she's real happy then that she made a good choice and that your son is happy playing catch with you or your daughter or whatever. But what can you do? What about the part where I said it originally at least is all about the woman? It's all about that you love the woman so much that you're going to take on the children and do your best by the children. Well, it's literally then has to be the opposite within a biological family unit, right? And you'll under it's very intuitive when you open your mind to it. In order to get the same treatment and the same gratitude and the same appreciation that the guy would get who takes on the kids for the sake of the woman and then gets really into it, you have to get that into the woman. You have to be that much into your wife. Because once you have kids, biologically and evolutionarily, they are supposed to be your priority because that's the entire point of perpetuating the species. So a guy who gets really obsessed with taking his son to to baseball practice all the time, I've not really seen that to be something that women are like, oh yeah, that really makes me feel good. It's not about her. And again, it shouldn't be about her. But if he's doing that all the time, is he taking her on dates? Is he making her feel special? Is he sacrificing anything for her? Or is basically his life become between baseball practice and work? Because that is increasingly a lot of the situation that I see with older parents with more resources. Dads can be just as obsessed with the kids as moms, and then you are forgetting her. And that's what's never forgotten in the dynamic with the step parent. It's always evident that it is about you. That is why they're here. That is why they are doing these things. And they have their own relationship with the children, and that's great. But how did that get there? Out of love for you. And then it didn't matter that there were all these extra kind of little appendages at first. And then you come to love them, et cetera, et cetera. And then you're doing right by them, and you don't have to. So the whole thing is going out of your way. That's what's going to make a woman feel like you are awesome, is if you go out of your way and you do things you don't have to do. So here's when you get more brownie points for, and it's not all about brownie points, it's just obviously a shortcut, of how to talk. But you would make your wife happier if you were to plan something special just for her. You were to go out of your way just for her. You were to, when there's like something that you want to do versus something she wants to do, you let her pick, right? You want to see the movie, but she wants to see a different movie, so you let her pick. Make her the special priority. Making a woman feel like she is your special priority gets you a good relationship, if she's at all emotionally healthy. Seeing that you sacrifice for her. You wanted to go to work early, but you didn't because she needed help with XYZ with the children. Yeah, they're your children, but you wanted to go to work early. Or and you don't just because of her. You don't you want to go out with the boys, but she wants to go out to dinner with you alone. You haven't been on a date in a while, so you pick her. When you can pick your spouse over other things, particularly if you're a more avoidant person and she has asked for more connection with you, then you are showing that you put her higher than other things in your life. You put her higher than basically being free. That's really what it is. So when somebody gets involved with a woman with children, they're not free really anymore. They have another extra kid. Even if they started out with kids, now they got more kids, right? That's the op having kids is the opposite of free, in case anybody here is in a coma and doesn't realize that, right? Or hasn't lived, years with children. You're not free anymore once you have kids. You got to do right by the kids forever, right? You forever and ever. So, and of course, this changes as they get older and they get more independent. But still, an adult child calls you in the middle of the night and they're struggling, they have a crisis, you go. Hopefully you're in that situation and not estranged. Estranged people want to be, wish that they were in a situation of getting in the middle of the night calls. But the point is, so What do you have to do then if you are in your first and hopefully only marriage? Being a good dad isn't for her. I mean, I can't stress that line more. You know, that is just the paramount thing to remember. And I have posts and podcasts about it for women, and not as many for men, because men don't say it as often as women do. But it's still, I still have some. But the point is, don't say that you're, I say to women, don't say that you're being a good wife when you're being a good mother. There ain't nothing you're doing for him about getting food into your kids' bellies and making sure that they're getting to school and making sure they have their clothes. That's not for him. If he dropped dead, you would do the same exact shit because you're a good mom and you could feel real proud of that, and it has jack shit to do with being a good wife. And it's the same thing to men. You would be playing catch with your son, I hope, or what? Were your daughter, my girls don't like to play catch, so I'm not being so stereotypical, but my son would play catch. But anyway, whatever you do with your daughter, which are so many various things, Jesus Christ, kids have a lot of activities. So, but whatever, you drive your daughter to dance class. I'll just do the ones that my kids do, right? So great, that's your kid. Hopefully you would get her ass to dance class even if your wife dropped dead, God forbid, right? So you're not being a good husband getting your own fucking kid to dance class. Whereas, you know, the stepdad does seem like a pretty good guy to get the kid who isn't his kid to dance class, right? So, I mean, this because it's not his kid, right? And so, of course, it becomes your kid over time. You love them like your own kid. But at least at first, it's obviously not your kid. So it's obviously a sacrifice that you are doing that you don't have to do, like the guy in the Salito book didn't have to stay by the kid. He didn't have to. If that was his own father that was crossing with him, nobody would say, what a good guy, he didn't abandon him in the desert. What the fuck? Who would do that? Like, if he did that, he'd be a monster. But if a 19-year-old boy, you know, crossed on his own, he wouldn't be a monster. He would be normal, you know? Anyway, the point being, nobody should say to their spouse that taking care of their own kids is how they're being a good spouse. So therefore, if they're your shared biological children, you have to go above and beyond with the spouse themselves. You would have to be Mr. Romantic to your wife, because being a good dad is par for the course. That's your kids. You know, you could feel smug and happy, both of you, that you picked a person who's a good partner to your kids that you have together. But this is not going to make a woman feel like romantic, because it's your children. So I think I've hammered the point home sufficiently. So anyway, use that as more motivation to think, how do I sacrifice? How do I give to just my wife, not the children, just my wife? How am I romantic? How do I make choices based just on my wife that make her understand that I choose her again and again? So it's something to think about. All right. And I will talk to everybody soon, and have a great day. Hope you got a lot out of this. And if you are in a second marriage where somebody, you know, is a stepdad to your children and you really appreciate it and love them, then obviously this would be a good one to share with them. I know I have a lot of divorced and some of which are remarried readers and listeners. All right. Bye, guys. Have a great day.